Hello, folks. This is the Knickknack Podcast. I'm Knickknack. I'm a queer and autistic, self-identified, non-binary woman with a variety of deep interests. This podcast is a kind of audio blog where I share my views and life in pursuit of greater engagement, connection, and as well as a bit of emotional relief. This will be Season 15, Episode 60, entitled Stress Gated. I tend to overstress and melt down if I take on too much too fast. So, as a general rule, I try to break things down into smaller stages. I call these little stress gates. One stress gate recently was jury duty as an example. Section 8 renewal as another example. And then disability review as another example. But what happens when you get all the stress gates all at once, all in one day? Well, you do the best you can, and I will give you more details in a second. In the meantime, grab a breath and a beverage, and don't forget to check out how you can support the podcast at my website, knickknackpod.net. So the first thing that happened yesterday was I had to go to jury duty. And this is, like I said in previous podcasts, not a simple task for me. This involves trying to figure out what to wear. I ended up trying to go with an androgynous look. And then it involves getting on the bus to go to the county seat of my local county, which had me getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And that is not my normal wake up time. So I've been trying to, you know, plan ahead of time, work with my partner to try and accommodate this change in sleep schedule, albeit a temporary one. And we worked through it together and I managed to get up at five and I was strolling towards the bus and the first bus departed and I thought, oh my god, I'm screwed. And then thank goodness another bus came around the corner. I live at the intersection of two bus stops, so second bus came my way. I got lucky and managed to stay awake through the bus ride all the way down to wonderful Oroville, California to do the jury duty thing, and sat in the room for a while, watched this really annoying video on a loop talking about your patriotic duty and jury service, and I'm just thinking, I can't think of a better system off the top of my head to actually render quality justice, but surely selecting people at random via lottery and taking them out of their lives is probably not the best way to do it. I don't know a good quality way of doing it, but that can't be it. But regardless, I got lucky because, and everyone there got lucky because, COVID is running rampant, so they decided to call the whole thing off once we were finally in the jury room. Logical. Very, very logical. But I was relieved. I'm glad I don't have to serve for another year. And hopefully the next time I serve, it'll be in Seattle, and that will be a whole another interesting ball of whack because the courthouse area in Seattle is one of the rougher neighborhoods in that city. So I'm not looking forward to that. My partner has to do that in the near future here, so I'm kind of stressed about that and worried about that. But at least at that point, you know, by 10, 10:30 in the morning, I was headed home and done with the jury duty and figured, well, you know, that's one stress gate gone. I no longer have to worry about that. Now I can worry about my other stress gates. My other stress gates being the eventual move to be with my partner and then the stress gate of the disability review and then the stress gate of the Section 8 paperwork. Well, I went to check my mail because I figured Section 8 paperwork has got to be next. And I did get Section 8 paperwork in the mail and I did fill that out, but I also got the disability review at the same time. And I don't know how I did it. Well, I know how I did it. With my partner's indulgence, I vented a little bit. I let off some steam because I was majorly stressed and majorly frustrated with the world. But somehow I managed to work through and get through all my government paperwork yesterday, and I only hope that I did it right. I only hope that I did it satisfactorily. Either way, I dropped it off on the mail, and I'm going to try and return to my regularly scheduled program after all this, with the exception that I still have the Section 8 inspection coming up next week. So fingers crossed that everything goes well. I do say that, like many people that have been disabled by this very abled neurotypical system that the world works in, I'd rather, if the world worked a little differently, I'd rather have something where I meaningfully contribute on a day-to-day level. I would argue that this podcast meaningfully contributes to the culture and the society and the world, but I've tried many times to keep and hold the job, and I just can't do it. The daily stresses, the way the stress gates just pile up, it breaks my system. It breaks me. And I've especially been having a lot of bad pain days lately. I know we had the episode Pain several months back, which may have been a pain to listen to, pun very much intended, but it mounts all up on me, and I do have days where I can't get out of bed. And so, if the world worked a little differently, I would have no qualms trying to find a place that I could, contribute in a socially acceptable way. But really, I already do that. And it seems unfair that I should be busting my hump so much on this podcast, trying to tell my story, trying to advocate for people that are neurodivergent, or people that are trans, or people that just don't fit into the box, people that are divergent in some way. But I feel like a lot of that gets lost in a system such as this, in a system that doesn't take circumstances into consideration. And I think the world is the way the world is because people didn't really think about it. They didn't really design it. It just kind of evolved and came into shape. And people, instead of having the guts and the courage to challenge it, to say, no, this isn't right, this isn't the way we should be doing things, it's far too easy to say, well, this is the way we've always done things, and then things just continue on their merry way. I think that's what ended up happening with COVID. Instead of taking COVID seriously and evolving our systems and the way our world works to better embrace the fact that we have this nasty virus on the loose that keeps mutating and that will keep mutating, instead of redesigning a world that takes that into consideration, we want to try and hold a normal world, and you end up doing these massive jury pools and then dismissing everybody because you're trying to carry things out in the normal way when you can't carry things out in the normal way anymore. And this again goes back to, we as humans need to remember that we have to be good at adapting and working through situations. Because if we're not good at adapting and working through situations, well, it doesn't matter how crafty we think we are with our little technological fourth world that we live in, the whole thing's just gonna fall apart and fall on its butt. And all I can say is, I hope that if we don't get our stuff together and the world falls apart and everything falls on its butt, I am with my partner and we are watching as the world burns together and at least holding hands because, try as I might to find some level of something to be optimistic about these days, it's just really hard to find anything to be optimistic about. And I say this, and yet I still realize that I live in a country of relative privilege, especially relative to a lot of the places that a lot of you are listening out there from. And I really hope I don't strike you as some overprivileged, spoiled white person, because I know I do fall into my privilege a lot, but I hope I don't come off that way. And if there's things that you'd rather have me talking about, please send me an email, let me know, NICNAC@knickknackpod.net, because I want to be able to address the issues and the challenges that you want to hear about. I'm just trying to navigate my stress gates. I'm trying to say it'll be okay that I sent in all my paperwork yesterday and did it in a massive energy expenditure and then slept. I have a wonderful partner who supported me the entire way. I'm so glad to have a partner. I'm so glad to have all the things I have. And I really want better for other people. I really, really do. I get frustrated because in my dealings with people, no matter who I try and work with, no matter what I try and work with in any other circumstances, the social infrastructure, it breaks down, it seems. But I still hold steadfast to this belief that we as humans can be better. So when I see cool projects come along that kind of jive with the spirit of that, I want to make sure I mention that. So I want to make sure I mention that the Actually Autistic Guide to Advocacy, step-by-step advice on how to ally and speak up with autistic people and the autism community, is releasing on February 21st, 2022, by Dr. Jennifer Brunton and Jenna Jensik. And you can pre-order it at us.jkp.com. And I mentioned this project because this is the precursor project to the Actually Autistic Guide that I was doing that survey for. So I think it is a good effort by people who are actually interested in autistic lives and are actually living autistic lives, trying to make life better for future generations. Because again, we get down to this world of, well, it's always been crappy like this, and we just have to accept it. When, no, the better step is to say, well, the world is not the way it should be, and we should constantly, always be looking for better ways to do things. We should always be looking for better ways to do actually autistic support, peer support. I would love to be able to do peer support in a sustainable environment and help other people. We should be looking for better ways to serve justice in our community, ways that don't involve throwing people in jail, maybe, just a thought. And furthermore, we should be looking at better ways to get a sense of how disabled people are by the world around them. And A, giving them the help they need for as long as they need it, and B, ensuring that we're working on addressing ways that we can remove the barriers so they can be what is thought of as a productive member of the community. These are all things I want to see worked on. These are all things that I don't have the spoons to do much more than talk about, but at least I have the spoons to talk about these things, and at least I have the spoons to document and explain how difficult going through a lot of this stuff is. And hopefully that instills in someone out there listening that is able-bodied or able-minded and doesn't face the challenges I face. Hopefully that instills in them a sense of empathy, a sense of understanding, because I think a lot of what happens in this world is we don't take the time to think about what it's like to be in another person's shoes. And we end up putting people into very tricky, hard to navigate, stressful situations. And in the case of an autistic person, if you put an autistic person in a very tricky, very hard to navigate, stressful situation, whether that be a social situation or something else, maybe they've had a lot of trauma in their life, maybe, you're exposing them to a lot of memories of trauma, that sort of thing. Then suddenly the world can implode on them. And that isn't necessary. If you design a world that is considerate of everybody's needs, that is considerate of everybody's abilities, that is considerate of each person being a unique individual that can contribute in a different way, then you're going to end up with a better society. I get the sense I'm going nowhere here, so I'm going to stop. But seriously, I do my best to contribute to this world, and I know you listeners see that through the podcast, and I appreciate you seeing that through the podcast. If you want to pay it forward, please check out the Patreon available at knickknackpod.net or the PayPal donate button. That would help greatly, especially as, again, I'm trying to keep my stuff together long enough to go move in and be with my partner here sometime in May. That's the final scariest stress gate that's looming ahead of me, and it's a stressful stress gate, but you know what? I'm gonna get through it one way or another, and I love you, Vinny, if you are listening to this. I thank you so much for listening, you all, and I hope you come back for the next one. Hopefully, I'll have more different content. I'm just trying to get through it right now, so I hope you understand that, and I hope you appreciate that. Till next time, stay safe, stay sane. Happy railroading. Happy landings. Bye.
Are the schools shitting out fools who believe what they read and believe what they see? Don't believe them and don't believe me. I'm a tool. I'm your changes of mood. I'm a drug in your food. Don't believe them and don't believe me.
I thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you'd like to support my work, please leave a review in the podcast app of your choice or check out my PayPal and Patreon available at knickknackpod.net. That's NICNACPOD.net. Your help is greatly appreciated. The music is Raindrop Rhapsody by Josh Elkenberry, The Fool's Guide by Anthony Rotuno, and of course, Catch Me If You Can by Attica Attica. If you enjoy the music used in this episode, please support these artists by buying their work or making donations. Links are available at knickknackpod.net. The Knickknack Podcast and FS Ride-Along series is copyright 2006 through 2022 by the Knickknack Podcast Network and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. I thank you so much for taking the time to listen. May you find the safety and support you need to empower you and meet your needs. Bye.